Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
All right, we bring it on, our 930 Knucklehead. Runners up today. We'll start off, I think actually all of these Knuckleheads are bad drivers. All of them.
Yes.
Everybody up for the Knucklehead Award today. Let's begin with the Sideswiper.
This guy in Honolulu, this is 12:15, late Saturday night into Sunday morning. He somehow blows his tires and is going down the Alawai Boulevard in the middle of Waikiki, Honolulu, and he's on rims, he's sending sparks, and he sideswipes nearly 20 cars along his way.
Some more bad driving here. Bad driving and even worse excuse making for this drunk, intoxicated woman in Florida. It may have been the pills as much as the booze here that did all this. She's swerving around the road 2 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Cops pull this 45-year-old woman over. They can smell the booze on her breath. They can see the pills in the car. And they say, what of this? Why did this all this happen? And she said, oh, I'm not drunk. I was just eating an egg roll.
She'll be doing the roll call here in a little while.
She probably rolled about a .18 out of that. But our 930 Knucklehead winner and the worst driver of them all will be the Greyhound bus driver from right here in our own backyard last night.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
A full Greyhound bus decided that it was just going to go right past that road closed sign and take on that water last night, and that didn't work out too well. Yeah, the 30 people on board this Greyhound bus on State Route 11 just north of Burlington, and the bus driver went right past the very large road closed sign and took on the floodwaters, and the floodwaters took on the Greyhound and carried it right into a ditch. Search and rescue crews helped unload the passengers off the bus. Fortunately, no one injured. The bus driver facing a $500 fine. And you'd think a dismissal from Greyhound.
Yeah.
I would think that probably runs against their policies.
Yeah, I think they hit the driver with their slogan, "Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us because you're not driving anymore."
I do want a head count, though, of the 30 passengers. How many were cheering that guy on? Because, you know, they probably got routed around, sent this way and sent that way. And the passengers are probably getting pissed off, too. Like, I just go around it. I got to get home. Come on.
Come on. I've been on this bus for 18 hours already.
Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Yeah, kids under 12 eat free on Tuesdays, so check that out. If your power's out, maybe you can get down to Anacortes and have a nice meal. AnacortesRockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortesRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.